Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that there's a word from the Lord that's going to change their life on today. Again, I thank all my listeners for tuning in. I'm going to go ahead with my announcements on today. I want you to keep all these announcements in mind because, you know, it's ministry with you in mind. When we come on and we do all the shows, we go before the Lord and we ask him, what do you want your people to hear on today? Hear a word that will change their lives. Hear a word that will lift them up, all those who have been heavy laden. Give him a word to expect God to do a miracle because he is the miracle worker. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now with my announcement. I want to make sure you tune in every Tuesday night. We have one word from the Lord. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, get them up on Facebook. It'll be on the Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them and let them know what the need is. You know, sometimes people say, well, I don't want them to know my business. Well, you don't have to tell all your business on Facebook. You can just go in and say, you know, I would like for y'all to talk to one of y'all. Could y'all please just call me, leave a number, leave, you know, so they can get in contact with you. You don't have to put all your business out there. Then you can take it from there, you know. Glory to God. So don't be ashamed if you need help. Because, you know, that's what we're here for, to help God's people. Hallelujah. You know, there are so many marriages, amen, as I'm seeing, they're on the rocks. And what do you need to do? You need to go ahead and contact them, and they can help you. Amen. Glory to God. They have the years in, I'm telling you. They put the years in that they can help you. Glory to God. It's over 30-something years, I'm telling you. Glory to God, and they can help you. So I encourage you, we'll go ahead and hit them up and let them know what the need may be. Amen. If you move on down, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. And I want to make sure you tune in. It was a dynamic show on last week. She didn't let nothing stop her, didn't let nothing beat her down, none of that. She came on with the power. It was an awesome word. If you missed it, you can go back and listen on demand. The shows are pre-recorded. But me, I like to listen firsthand. I like to get mine hot off the press. Glory to God. You know, you say you want the hot fish out the grease. Amen. So I want the hot word right from the mouth of the servant. Glory to God. So I encourage you to go on and listen. It comes on every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. Hallelujah. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power. The show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I don't want you to miss it because God is doing great and mighty things. He's an awesome God. We serve an awesome, awesome God. So don't miss the shows. Glory to God. Write them down. Keep them in mind. You know, if you don't have the numbers, we will make sure you get the numbers. All you got to do is just go on Facebook and you'll see it on our Facebook pages. All the numbers are listed. I know some say, well, we can't go on Facebook, but I'm sure there's somebody that you know that does go on there, and you can get the number. Glory to God. You know, when it only comes to the things of God that we say we can't get, but anything else we want, we'll get that. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to move on. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And then the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I don't want you to miss it. Amen. Awesome woman of God. shares the word of God. She tell it just like he give it to her. Glory to God. Ain't no mistakes. So you can listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And she is also an author. You know, it's coming up to the holidays, you know, and some people like to buy different presents for different people during Christmas time and, you know, just different things like that. You can get it for a birthday. It don't matter. She's an author. She has two books already out there ready. The third one is coming. So I encourage you to go ahead and get the first one, get the second one, and then go ahead and get the third one. Then you'll be all caught up. You won't have to worry about it. Amen. Glory to God. You can purchase, amen, those on Amazon. And you also get a free Kindle when you purchase them. They are e-books. And you can get it on Amazon. So I encourage you to come on and get in and get your book. Glory to God. And see, that way you can just buy however many you want. And you can give them to a friend and let them also read them. It's a great book. They are, amen, glory to God, books that will give you that lift up, hallelujah, that you need. You know, sometimes people say, I need just a quick scripture. Where can I get it? I need a quick scripture. Or I need something to help me to get started. Lord, I'm having a hard time, you know, and you need it. That's it. I gave you the medicine now. It's up to you to take it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead now and open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, my line is open. You don't have to tell me your name. You don't have to put all your business out there, but I would like to know where you're calling from and your prayer request. Hallelujah. You can go ahead now and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Hallelujah. We serve a God that he never sleeps and he never slumbers. He's never late. He's always right on time. Isn't it something how we serve a right on time God? You know, sometimes the things that you ask him for, you may not get them right then. It might not be time. Hallelujah. He wants to get you ready. But, you know, sometimes if he give you something too quick, then guess what? You'll lose it. You wouldn't know how to keep it. And if he gets you out of situations, I had to learn this. He gets you out of situations too quick, then guess what? You'll go right back and get in the same situation again. So, you know, timing is everything, and he's not late. He knows when, he knows where, he knows how. So I encourage you, hallelujah, glory to God, to come on and press the 1 if you need prayer. Hallelujah. No one's pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead, amen, with our word on today. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead in prayer today. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be online on today, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that all those under the sound of my voice, let them hear a word in season that will change their very life on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the strength of your people. We thank you, Lord God, how you're ever yet blessing your people, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now for those, Lord God, oh my God, thinking it can't get no better. But we know that we serve a God that can make anything better. Hallelujah, glory to God. You can take a mess and turn it into a miracle. Father God, we just thank you, O Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God, for healing in their mind, Lord God. Change their mindset as they read the word of God. Change their mindset, Lord God, as they pray the word of God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, O Lord God, for everything that you're doing and all the things that you are about to do, Lord. Father God, we thank you that you're positioning your people for greatness, Lord God. So they'll know how to hold on to it when they get it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because we know you don't make no mistakes. Although man said no, you will say yes. Because it's in your word, you say yes and amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for every parent, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to just let them know, God. Let's send somebody by to let them know, Lord God, how they should raise their children up in the Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we're in the last and evil days, and it all matters, hallelujah, how they raise up their children in these last and evil days, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh God, and we pray for those that need a healing, God, that you heal them wherever they hurt, Lord, in the name of Jesus. whether it's migraine headaches, Lord God, or whether it's pain, Lord God, in their legs or their knees, Lord God, in their joints. We know, Lord God, you made this body, so we know you can heal it. So, Father, we decree and we declare right now a healing, Lord, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're ordering the steps of a righteous man, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just lift you up, Lord God, for all that you are and all that you can be in our lives, God, as we open up, Lord, to receive the word of God on today. Those that have listening ears, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Not man, but what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh Father. We give you the glory, oh Lord. We praise your holy name on high, Father. Father God, we pray for the elderly on today, Lord God. We pray, God, that you send somebody by in every neighborhood that they're in, Lord, to give them just what they need, Lord. Send your angels, Lord God. Send your guardian angels, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. They won't lack not nothing. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we praise your holy name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve a God that's never late. He's always right on time. You know, sometimes you say, well, Lord, where are you, Lord? Where's mine? Where's mine? But guess what? It's coming. Hallelujah. You just got to learn how to hold on. Don't get in a hurry. Hallelujah. I believe Apostle put something on Facebook, and you know, don't get in a hurry. Just, you know, just hold on because it's coming. Hallelujah. You know, we can get in a hurry, like I said, and when he give it to you, you know, sometimes go ahead, you got it. And then guess what? You won't keep it. You'll lose it. But when he gives you something, know that he don't want you to lose it like that. Hallelujah. He's going to give you what you need to hold on to it. And he's going to tell you how to hold on to it. And that's what you want. You don't want some temporary. I don't want temporary fix. I want permanent fix. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's the type of God that we serve. We serve a God that can fix it. He'll fix it every time. Not some of the time. He'll fix it every time. Although it may not look like it, but guess what? He's working it out. Hallelujah. You may not can see it, but that's how faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Guess what? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to wait. Hallelujah. You got to have the faith to continue on, whether you can see it or not. You got to know that you know that you know and keep it real and believe that he is working it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the type of God we serve. We serve a right now God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you look at others and you say, amen, that, you know, they're doing better than I am. You're on the outside, hallelujah, trying to look in. You ain't looking on the inside of what's really going on. Because some tore up from the floor up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they're doing all they can to try to keep what they got. Hallelujah. And it ain't God, see? So you on the outside looking in because you don't know what's going on the inside of that house. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So just continue to stay in faith. Believe God. And it will happen. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to move on to chapter 9 of 2 Samuel, chapter 9, love and kindness. You know, so many times now you can see a lot that's going on, you know. People just don't have a whole lot of love anymore. They don't even have kindness for real, for real, for real. I know a situation has just happened, amen, just a few minutes ago, amen, and you know, I'm like, okay, I've made several phone calls, okay, and something that I had needed, and I called, and I said, okay, yes, it is in yet. And they said, no, it's not in. Okay, said, no, you check back Monday. Okay, I'm like, okay, hallelujah. I called several times, and I even called on Friday, right? And so a few minutes before I got online, they called me and told me that it was there ever since Friday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't, now you days you don't even have customer service. They ain't showing no kindness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know what they've been through or what they were going through, but you got to have some kind of kindness because you wanted to spill out, amen, glory to God, to your children and your children's children and keep on down the generations and be generous to them. You know, hallelujah, because So you just don't ever know who's going to have to show kindness to yours. You just don't know who's going to have to show kindness and help you. You just don't know. Hallelujah. But if you ain't got the love in your God, in your heart, then it's time for you to say, okay, Lord, wake it up, Lord. Whatever muscle in there that's dead that got love wrote on it, Lord, wake it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to go on down the road. Hallelujah. Chapter 9 of 2 Samuel. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the story before I get into it. Hallelujah. In this story right here, what's going on, amen, David and Jonathan, they were tight. They were really close knitted together, you know, and David and Jonathan, they loved each other. They did. Hallelujah. And Jonathan showed David kindness because he liked him. He even went against his own father to tell David what was going on because his dad was trying to kill him, hallelujah. And because people were shouting, you know, Saul killed 1,000 and David killed 10,000. And people were chanting that, you know. And see, that's how sometimes, even in the world, people make other people mad. They'll say, well, you know what, I wouldn't take that. I wouldn't do this and I wouldn't do that. Man, I go and get them and I, you know, and that's how things get stirred up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It makes some people really, really mad and do some crazy stuff because they're thinking they don't want it to make them look less than a man or less than a woman because they didn't handle it the way they thought they should handle it. You have to be careful about that thing. Hallelujah. But David and Jonathan were closely knitted together there. Jonathan showed kindness to David. He went against his own dad and telling David stuff that his dad was wanting to do to him, glory to God, because they had made him mad by saying, you know, he didn't do as great a job as David did. Hallelujah. And it happens. People do that. I know, I've known some to do that. And next thing you know, it's trouble in China. Hallelujah. We'll just say it like that. Glory to God. But let me go on right here with the message. Hallelujah. Just want to give you a little bit of a background of what was going on here. And David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? See right here, he wanted to show someone in Saul's family, you know, he wanted to show someone kindness because Jonathan had showed him kindness. Notice he didn't say Saul, but Saul didn't show him too much kindness, glory to God. He said Jonathan, but Saul wanted to do some ugly stuff to him. He wanted to do some terrible things to him. Hallelujah, glory to God. So he wanted to show them kindness. He had the love in his heart. He didn't forget it because Jonathan and his dad got killed. Jonathan and Saul got killed. So David wanted to show them kindness. See, love and kindness, it'll draw some stuff. Sometimes you got to just go ahead and say, amen, hallelujah. And, you know, sometimes you just have to look at them like, okay, it's okay, but I'm going to walk away from this, hallelujah. I had to learn that gift to walk away, as Apostle Yvonne said. I had to learn that gift to walk away, glory to God, I did. Because there's something, if I just stand there for just a minute, glory to God, and you keep talking, hallelujah, glory to God. And I ain't going to say, well, what will happen, but, you know, ain't nothing, you know, physical, but you know what I'm saying? You'll say stuff that you can't take back. So that's why you have to learn that gift to walk away. Just, okay, Lord, just take the wheel. As you can say, just take the whole car. Drive the whole car, Lord. Just take it. Hallelujah, glory to God. But David wanted to show kindness to someone in the family, Saul's family, because he loved Jonathan. And him and Jonathan were closely knitted together. And let's verse 2. And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thou servant is he. So he was letting him know, yes. See, Ziba was a servant of Saul. He was a servant to Saul, and he's also a servant to his grandson. Now, isn't that something, how that worked? This going to work out? You're going to see what I'm talking about. Just listen. Hallelujah. Turn on your spiritual ears. Glory to God. I know some may have the TV on, the game on, this, but, you know, just turn on your spiritual ears. Just for a minute. As Elder can say, I won't hold you long. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan has yet a son, which is lame on his feet. And what he was saying was, Jonathan had a son who was lame in both feet. Hallelujah. What happened, hallelujah, when the nurse that was nursing Jonathan, Jonathan's son, she heard that Jonathan and Saul was killed. And so what happened, she started to run with him, and he fell, and that's what happened, and he was lame in both his feet. You know, they didn't have all that technology and stuff now to heal your feet and reset them and do all those kind of things and all those doctors and different things, and glory to God. They didn't have all that they got now. And so that's what he was saying. He said he's lame in both feet. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Michal, the son of Amiel, in Lodebar. So he was down there in Lodebar. There wasn't no pasture, no word, no communication. They didn't know nothing about the Lord. No, wasn't nothing going forth. It was just a dry place. So he didn't have nothing down there going on. But that's where he was. He was in that place. But just think about it. You can be in a low, low place, but God will send somebody with love and kindness to bring you out. You know, he don't want you in them low places like that. You know, sometimes when you try to love people and love on them and show them kindness, they don't want it. But guess what you do? Hallelujah. You just keep it moving. You've done your part, so you keep it moving. But don't let them stop you from showing the next person love and kindness. Don't do that. You continue on with the love and the kindness. Hallelujah. What if God had just stopped and not showed up, amen, when he gave his son? He loved us so much. He gave his only begotten son. But what if he had just stopped, hallelujah, and not continued on, even though they were doing wicked things and terrible things, hallelujah. And what if he just stopped? What if he just stopped? What if he just stopped right now and not give you anything, anything you ask for? Think about it. But he loved us too much, hallelujah, to stop. So you can't just stop just because one person did you wrong. You can't stop because one person did you bad. You can't stop because they cheated on you. Glory to God. You can't stop loving. Hallelujah. You got to continue to love. You got to forget and move on. You got to keep it moving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just say, Lord, you know what? It's okay. They did me wrong, but Lord, help me to get healed and keep on going, because you can't stop, because there's someone else that you're going to have to show love and kindness. And you don't want to miss it. This could be your ministry, showing people love and kindness. And you don't want to miss it, all because they did you wrong. So now you don't want to show nobody else love. Oh, my God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Verse 5. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Michal, the son of Amiel, from Lodebar. You see right here, because David had love for Jonathan. Now, it spilled down over to Jonathan's son, you see. So you got to understand, you aren't just doing it for yourself. You are doing it for your seed, okay, your children, your children's children, their children, and it goes on and on. Because you don't know who would have to help them. You don't know who would have to show them love and kindness. You don't know who may see some doing bad, and they may want to go and help them. Say, look, I knew your mother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I had that to happen, amen, to me. Because one of my children came, and they said, Ma, that, you know, they always, whenever they say Ma, you know, they want something. Glory to God. They said, Ma, you know what? Said, I met this person, and they told me they knew you. I said, really? I said, well, who are they? And they went to explain who they was. I couldn't figure out who it was. Hallelujah, glory to God. But they was trying to explain to it. But they said, your mother is a good person. She's a good woman. So now, yeah, we'll help you. And so they did help them. You see, you have to be careful about that. So show love and kindness. Hallelujah. And it will draw, amen, some for your children, your grandchildren, your children's children, and their children, and it'll go on down the line. That's the way it's supposed to be. Hallelujah. That's the inheritance. Hallelujah. Understand, inheritance don't always mean money. Inheritance don't always mean, okay, they got to get a new car, you know, they got to have this. It don't always mean that. Glory to God. There's love and kindness, and it will go a long way because somebody will help them on down the line. They may be doing something they shouldn't be doing, and they can see and say, you know what, your mom or your dad ain't going to approve of that, and you know it, and you know they didn't live like that. They can give them a word that will change their whole life. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 6. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence, and David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold, thy servant. See, he fell down on his knees. Understand. Hallelujah, glory to God. He was giving David, you know, referencing David. Just think about it. He didn't know what he wanted. He was giving David reverence. You know, the Bible said give no man reverence, you know, but God, and that's what you do. Hallelujah. But in this right here, he didn't know what David wanted. Amen. Glory to God. But he reverenced him anyway because he was a king. And that's what he did. But see, David didn't want nothing. He didn't want to hurt him. All he wanted to do was help him. You know, everybody's not out to hurt you. Some people are there to help you. But you got to learn to let them in. You know, sometimes people get all, you know, all worked up. Well, they know they're trying to hurt me. They're trying to put witchcraft on me. Or they're trying to do, no, hallelujah. Some people just have a good giving heart. That's it. They love to see other people happy. They have stuff, you know, they've grown in their fields and different stuff like that. And they want to see other people enjoy it. Glory to God. Because I know that's just, y'all may not know what it is, but anyway, it'll be all right. You will after a while. Glory to God. There's this person, and he always, amen, during the seasons change, amen, he'd bring okra and corn and just different stuff and collard greens, and he has all kinds of stuff. He just liked to grow stuff, even sugar cane. You know, people say, oh, I ain't seen none of that in a long time. Well, I see some every year. He just, him and his wife, they're just giving people, and they like to give people stuff. They aren't trying to put nothing on you. Hallelujah. They just like to give people stuff. That's just who they are. And eggs and different stuff, because they like being on a farm like that. They just like it. Some people just like that. They like to give people stuff. They'll give you their heart now. They just giving people. But I'm just saying, everybody will not hurt you and are not out to hurt you. Let's move on to verse 7. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. Understand, you see right here we was talking about God gives you something. He don't want to give it to you just to give it to you for a few seconds and give it to you just for one day. He wants to give it to you permanently so you will have it permanently. And that's what you got to look at. And David told Jonathan, said, I want you to eat at my table continually. Just think about it. He was showing love and kindness to Mephibosheth because Jonathan showed David love, and then David was giving his love back to his seed. Just think about it now. It spilled down. You may not get it back, right? You know, you may not get it back. But guess what? Just think about it. And you know, whenever God says, okay, that's enough, you know, your seed will get it. And that's what you do. You set it up for your seed and their seed and it's your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. You set it up all down the line. Glory to God. You can show love at some point. You know, I know they say what love got to do with it. You see right here, it has a lot to do with it. Yes, it does. Love and kindness have I drawn thee. Let your love and kindness draw people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to let your light shine so people can see what a good God you serve. And he is love and he is kind. Hallelujah. Just think about it. Yes, he is. All right, let's move on. And he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am. He was saying, what is this that you should look upon me as I am? But just think about it. It wasn't like that. It wasn't. He didn't think of it like that. He just wanted to show love and kindness for somebody of the household of Jonathan because he said he would do it. And that's what he wanted to do. So you got to remember to do that. You don't want to go around looking like a sow, like you're sucking on a lemon. Everybody, come on now. It's time now for us to show the love and the kindness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know sometimes people can say some stuff that'll make you mad. True that. Yes, they can. But here's the thing about it. You got to learn how to shake the dust off your feet. You don't have to hang around them. You don't have to stay around them. But, you know, if they're making you that angry, then you just still, you just be cordial and you keep it moving. And that's what he wants us to do. You know, you don't have to, well, you know what the word said. No, you ain't got to do that. You already see how they're acting and you just say, Lord, I send this in the atmosphere. I send this to them, Lord God. Let them show the love and kindness, Lord God, just like you showed us. Lord God, let them see how good you are. Let them see, Lord God, that the love and the kindness will draw other people also, Lord God, if they show love and kindness. You got to learn how to pray that thing out and stop saying everybody's out to get you, nobody like you, everybody's against you. Just keep it moving. Let's move on down to verse 9. Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thou master son all that pertaineth to Saul and to all his house. And he calls up and said, you know what, I'm giving everything, all the land, everything that he had, I'm going to give it to Mephibosheth. That was his grandson, Saul's grandson, Jonathan's son. Hallelujah. You see right there, now David, that was generous. He showed love and kindness because Jonathan helped him. Jonathan was gone, so he had a son that was down in that low place, down in Lodabar. You know, God will send somebody to pull you out of that low, low place. You think you can't get on top. Things always happening. But, you know, he'll send somebody by to help you out. He'll send somebody by to give you a word. He'll send someone by to send you a word. So, you know what? Don't worry because, you know what? I'm going to get you out of here, you know, because I want to show love and I want to show kindness. You know, it's good when people started, you know, if they go in the store and, you know, if you can, I know some can't, you know, they may not be lacking but a few cents. They may not be lacking but a few dollars. But then what can you do? You can help. Hallelujah. You say, okay, well, I can pay that. You know, no problem. It's okay. I can do that. You know, he ain't going to put you in no position to do something that you can't do. If you're in a position right then God knows that you can do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. So David showed him kindness. He even gave him Ziba. Just think about it. He gave him everything back that Saul them owned. He gave it to him. He said, I'm going to give him all his land. I'm going to give him all that stuff. But he had to get him out of that low place and give it to him because wasn't no word going forth down there. See, David had the love of God in him. You got to have the love of God in you first in order to give it to him, to give it to others. Because you want to share to other people, amen, what God has given you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And don't expect that person to bless you. Look for God to give it to you. That's what you do. Hallelujah. Because you know what? He can reward you far better than that other person. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you don't have to go and shout it from the rooftop and say, you know what? I blessed them and I blessed them and I blessed them over here and I gave them this and I gave them that. Well, you already done got your reward when you go around telling everybody what you done already done. I don't care who you tell. You've already got it. Some stuff you just need to learn to keep to yourself. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And so I did it because God laid it on my heart to do it, and you just keep on moving. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Now, let's read verse 9 one more time. Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thou master's son all that pertains to Saul and to all his household. He said, I'm giving everything that belonged to him. I'm giving it back. I'm giving it to him. And understand, could you imagine, hallelujah, how that made him feel? Because he was in that dry place with nothing going on. They couldn't all grow. They couldn't grow nothing. It wasn't no communication. They weren't talking about the word. It wasn't taught. They didn't have nothing at all in that low, low place. Now, can you think or imagine that? And then all of a sudden, he sends his servant, amen, the king, to tell somebody, you know, to ask someone, where is those of Saul's household? Is there any left? Hallelujah. Don't you want God to say, well, Lord, send somebody by. And he sent somebody by, and they said, well, is there any left, amen, of the household of faith? Is there any left that you can show kindness to? This is what I want you to do. I want you to go over there, hallelujah, and show these people love and kindness. You go over there and give them this right here. I remember, I'm just going to tell it like it is. I know, you know, amen, we were just drawing unemployment. And the Lord was telling me, this is what I want you to do. And I'm like, okay, Lord, what are you telling me to do? And he said, I want you to take this amount. It didn't matter, and I was on unemployment, okay? He said, I want you to take this amount, and I want you to take it to this lady right here. I said, okay. I said, no problem. And guess what? He gave me more than I could ever have. He really did. He gave me even the more. I didn't look for her to give me, to bless me. I was looking for the Lord to do it. But if he tells you to do something, hey, he got something in mind that he wants to give back to you. That's what it is. And that's what happened here. And he did, and I did that, and he told me to do it again. And I did it again. Hallelujah. Just on unemployment. Glory to God. You see, he's not going to ask you to do nothing that you can't do. We serve the type of God that ain't going to ask you to go above and beyond if you can't. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to let your love and your kindness draw other people. Well, you know what? And then the next time they see you, they'll say, well, you know what, this woman right here, amen, or this man right here, you know, they gave me this amount of money to pay for the rest of my food or something. Because I was in line one day, and I was at the store, and I was finna pull my money out, you know, and I was looking for it, looking for my wallet, amen. And this person, I said, well, you come on around, honey. I said, I'm looking for my wallet. I got to get it out. And so what they did, they went ahead and they paid for my stuff, what I had got, and theirs too. And when I got ready to pay for it, she said, she already paid for it. It's already paid. She looked back and she waved and she went on out the door. That's how you do it. Don't look, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, my God, if you ain't putting out nothing, then don't expect nothing back. But you got to learn how to show it, hallelujah. You know, they say, well, yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Well, you know, love is what it does. But you got to show them that you love them. You got to show them that you got some kindness. Don't always be so snappy happy. Somebody, amen, glory to God, I don't know who it is, hallelujah, I don't really want to know, but on this line, you're always snappy with everybody. Hallelujah, glory to God. Ask God to help you with that because you want to make sure that you're ministering in the right way. Hallelujah. You know, you're always saying stuff that you don't really, really mean. But ask him to help you with it. Ask him to help you and show you more love and kindness. Hallelujah. Because, you know, it's easy to say, but, you know, saying is in the doing also. Glory to God. You can say it all day, all night, but if you ain't doing nothing, then that ain't all right. Oh, my God, say it ain't so. Hallelujah. But ask him to help you with that so you can show other people kindness, just like David was showing Mephibosheth kindness. Love and kindness because of what Jonathan had did prior to when he had saved him from Saul. Because y'all know the story. Saul tried to kill him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He was in there playing a harp one day, and he threw a javelin and almost hit David. It went in the wall. Come on now. And Jonathan was warning him because he had got upset. He didn't like them talking about him, talking about David and not Jonathan. I mean, I'm sorry, David and not talking about David and not talking about him. Saul didn't like that. Hallelujah. So that's what he wanted. Hallelujah. He wanted to show him love and he wanted to show him kindness. So Jonathan did. He did. He protected David. He didn't let David get hurt. He didn't. He did. He protected David to the day he died. Yes, he did. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 10. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits, that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. So Ziba had his own, remember, okay? He did, but he told him he will always eat at my table. Understand, see, that was a permanent thing when he was saying continually. You know, God gives continually blessings. The reason sometimes you don't get what you want, you hold them up. And that's what you got to do. Go and pray and say, Lord, how am I holding it up? Well, something's not right, Lord. I don't know what to do. Something's not right, Lord. Tell me why when I'm praying for this and I'm not getting this, you know. And guess what? He'll speak to you. I think sometimes the reason, you know, we don't get, hallelujah, we don't get an answer because you're scared to ask. Because I know I was telling someone that I had asked a certain thing one time. They said, oh, I ain't going to ask that. Well, if I don't ask him, who am I going to ask? I need to ask the maker, glory to God. And he will give you an answer. We serve a God that will give you an answer. And if he don't give you one right then, go back to him, amen. He'll give you one. Sooner or later, he will give you one. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because he wants you to live your best life. He wants you to live, amen, a life full, amen, of whatever it is that you're asking him for. He wants you to live a life where you're not struggling, hallelujah. You know, some say, Lord, I ask you for money, and I ask you, well, guess what? Think about it. Think what you're doing with what he's already given you. Are you doing the right thing? You're paying your tithes, you're paying your offering. You don't mind giving, but listen, when you give, don't give with a grudging heart. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord. Say, Lord, help me, Lord. If my heart ain't right and I'm giving this money, then you got to go and you say, well, Lord, I shouldn't have gave this much, and I shouldn't have gave that, and I shouldn't have gave to this ministry, because that's what they do. They're going to go do their own thing. Then guess what? You just plucked up everything that you planted. Hallelujah. When you give it to Lord, I gave, Lord God. I gave because, God, I want to honor you. And I believe what you say, Lord God. And I believe the servant that you sent to put the word forth. That's what you got to do. Hallelujah. Because guess what? If you said all that other stuff I just said, then you just plucked it up. Hallelujah. And if you give grudgingly, yeah, he's going to take it. You think they're going to give it back? Well, they gave grudgingly. I'm just going to turn around and send it back. Nah, ain't happening. Let's move on to verse 11. Then said Ziba unto the king, according to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servants, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. Now you see what happened here. Because Jonathan showed kindness to David. David showed kindness to Jonathan's son, but Jonathan got killed, him and Saul, in war. Just think about it. It spills down. You know, you say, well, I don't have a good relationship with my children or none of my grandchildren, or you can say that, but don't, you know what? It don't matter. You still set it up. Guess what? You do your part and God will do the other. Whether they're doing what they're supposed to do or not, then God will touch their heart one way or the other when you ask him to go by and touch him. Hallelujah, glory to God. So that's what you're doing. You're setting up, hallelujah. You're setting it up for them because you don't know who's going to have to help them. You don't know where they're going to have to help them. You don't know if they're going to have to give them a job. You don't know if they're going to have to give them, hallelujah, money. You don't know if they're going to have to give them a word that will change their lives, hallelujah, whether they're strung out on drugs or whatever. You don't know. But that one word that they can give them will change their whole lifestyle. Hallelujah. So show love and kindness where you can, because it's going to grow, hallelujah, glory to God. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Michal. And all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both his feet. You see, he couldn't do no work. Mephibosheth couldn't do no work. He had a son and he had a wife. Okay. Hallelujah. And he couldn't do no work. But look what happened. David not only showed love and kindness and gave him, amen, everything that, you know, his belonged to his father, his grandfather, and Jonathan, hallelujah, his dad. He gave him all his servants too to help him till the land so he could feed the people, hallelujah, and have food. He told them that this is what I want y'all to do. David was king, so he gave him orders, you know. Hallelujah. Y'all take care of him. Make sure he ain't lacking nothing. That's what he was telling them. You see, he will send somebody and tell them, you take care of them. You take care of their seed. You take care of them and give them what they need and help them out. He gave them Ziba. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That was Saul's servant. So he could also help Jonathan, because Jonathan was lame on both his feet. Don't you know God will step in, hallelujah. When you fall, he'll step in and he'll pick you up and set you on high. He'll have somebody to come by and show you some love and kindness. It don't matter. He'll have someone to come by and show you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is still a God. Hallelujah. Remember when it says, I have loved thee. Hallelujah. With an everlasting love. Therefore, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. That's what it is. You got to show more love and show more kindness to other people. Hallelujah. Don't be so, oh my God. Hallelujah. Let me get off that. We're going to get right here. Don't be so tore up from the flow up that you cannot greet people in a nice manner. You know, some people were, hey, how you doing? Hallelujah. Hey. You know, that ain't God. Hallelujah. Y'all like get mad with the world, but he said love and kindness. Show your kindness to other people so you can draw them to Christ. They won't mind taking a word from you. They won't mind knowing, hallelujah, glory to God, what you got to give them. You know, when you go up to them, well, you know what? This is the word. This is the word. Let me tell you. Nah, they're not going to receive that because I wouldn't either. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was at a gas station and I was passing out some tracts, hallelujah, and I seen this man and this lady, and I said, well, hey, how y'all doing? You know, and they said, we doing okay. How about you? I'm doing good. Can I give y'all this? And they said, yes, yes, you can give it to them. And just think about it, hallelujah. If I'd have went up, well, hey, you know, hi, whatever, they wouldn't have took that. They go, oh, my God, I hope she ain't a servant of God. Take that back. And I went to this other lady, and I said, well, honey, can I give you this? And she said, yes. She said, well, let me give you something. Hallelujah. I was at the dentist's office, and she gave me a CD and said, you know, I play music. You know, she said, music is my ministry. I said, okay. She gave me the CD. Now, just think about it. Glory to God. She didn't have to do that. Hallelujah. She took my track, and I took a CD, and it was really good, too. Glory to God. She played guitar and everything. It was good. Hallelujah. So when you get ready to show people love and kindness, check your attitude before you go, because they can tell if you're showing love and kindness or you're just being pure mean. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't want that. Hallelujah. You want to be able to draw God's people to you. You see how Jonathan and David did? Because Jonathan showed David kindness. Every time Saul tried to do something, amen, and Jonathan knew about it, he would tell David, you know, he made sure David had enough to eat. He made sure David was taken care of and all that. So look what David did for his son. Hallelujah. He took care of his son. He made a vow that he would show kindness, hallelujah, as long as he lived, and he did, hallelujah. So if you make a vow, you make sure you keep it. If you said you're going to pay your tithes and offering, Lord, and I'm not going to worry about what they're doing with it, well, guess what? You better make sure you do that and don't worry about what they're doing with it. Now, I'm not telling you that you ain't going to be fought by the enemy, because I'm going to tell you, when you try to do something like that, you will. But what you do is an devil, I kick you out the door. Hallelujah. Don't put him under your feet. Just kick him on out the door. Hallelujah. And be done with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he wants you to show your love and kindness so you can draw up. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Father, for the word on today, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your love and kindness that you have shown to us. In the name of Jesus. Father God, let it spill over, Lord God, wherever we may go, Lord God. Wherever we may go, in the stores, Lord God. We may go outside, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let it spill over so others can see the love and kindness that we have on the inside of us so we can draw them to Christ. in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and you are a healer. And we know that you can heal everywhere they hurt, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, how you are bringing the children back to you, Lord. You're turning their hearts around, Lord. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare it, Lord God, that it's done. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we thank you, oh, Father. We pray, Father, right now, Lord God, as they're raising them up in you, Lord God, that they will go forth and continue, Lord God, to be, Lord God, where you want them to be and continue to do what you want them to do, Lord God, not on their own, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to walk, Lord God, in the spirit and not in the flesh. But you said if you walk after the spirit, Lord God, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, Lord God, right now, oh Lord, that they're walking, Lord God, in your will, your way, and your understanding. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they won't forget. In the name of Jesus, oh God, who brought them out, who took them over, who took them around, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, on this day. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve an on time God. Love and kindness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. Make sure you show somebody some love on next week. Show somebody some kindness. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just have to just sit back and just look and listen. Hallelujah. Every time someone says something, you don't have to react. You can just do the, okay. Just do the, okay. And just do the walk away. And sometimes you have to just say, okay, anything else. And then you have to walk away. Hallelujah. So sometimes they're like, well, you're walking away. You didn't hear everything I said. Well, you finished. I'm like, Dad, you finished? I said, yeah, I'm done. I said, okay, well, I got something else I got to do. And just keep it moving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you want to live a life of peace, you're going to have to take your peace. You can't look for peace to just come and fall up on you. You're going to have to take it. Hallelujah. You want to live a peaceful life in your home. You want to live a peaceful life as you go out in the hedges and the highways. You want to live a peaceful life on your job. You're just going to have to take it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to salvation. Amen. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Father God. Mold me, Lord. Forgive me of all my sins that I have committed, Lord God. Even the thoughts that I've had that wasn't like you, Father, forgive me, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know. I have two pages, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams, and let me know that it was you that gave your life to Christ on today so I can tell you the what next, hallelujah, so I can help you and walk you through the what next, hallelujah, because we serve a God, hallelujah. He's on time. He's never late. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And don't forget the shows that's coming up. Hallelujah. On Tuesday night, One Word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse, Pastor Joseph Rouse. And on Wednesday, we have Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew at 6:30 Central Standard Time. And then Prophetess Martha Williams shows coming up next Sunday. Don't forget, hallelujah. And then in 30 minutes, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Elaine Jackson, is 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So keep these in mind and continue, hallelujah, to hear the word from the Lord. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. Amen.